Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details. Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Hi, ladies. Welcome to Perspectives with Sherry. I'm your host, Sherry. If you are new here, welcome, ladies. This is a safe place for women in midlife where we talk all things health, wealth, and empowerment and all the wonderful things that feed into those three categories. So, look, today we're going to talk about something that's extremely important. I don't know about y'all ladies, but I have a really big problem sometimes doing this, and this is setting boundaries. Yes, y'all, boundaries. They are so important. And you know what's so unfortunate about the topic of boundaries is that a lot of people take boundaries as something negative, and it's actually not. It's a form of self-care. It's a form of self-prioritizing. It's a way that you take care of you and you teach the people around you how to treat you. Yeah. Yeah. All those things. So we're going to talk about it. So it's really essential to your well-being. And the reason why I say it's more important at this phase in our life because, you know, we have a lot going on. You know, by the time you hit 40, you know, a lot of us, we're at the pivotal point of our careers. So we're really busy with career. We're family, you know, our family. We're caregivers. You know, we're bosses, you know, we're in organizations and a lot of things. A lot of things that pull us in different directions. And so boundaries are extremely, extremely important. Now, before I really get and dive deep into this vlog, I did want to tell you all, if you have not yet, please go back. And if you watch on YouTube, go back and watch the video on menopause and muscles. It started off our series on menopause, which was part one, where we spoke with menopause fitness coach, Lynn Sutterloff Aristo. And y'all, she was wonderful and talked about the importance of working out and more specifically lifting weight in women over 40. And it does so many wonderful things for our body. So please, if you haven't, go back and watch it. And if you listen to me on audio podcasts, all places that you can find podcasts, go back and listen to that episode. It was actually really, really good. And there were a lot of wonderful tips on that. We're going to have part two and three coming soon, where we're going to have Dr. Shawita Patel, an OBGYN, author of the Book of Hormones and the founder of Gaia Wellness. She is going to bring, y'all, it's going to blow your mind. So you got to come back and check out part two and three of our menopause series. We will be kicking that off at the end of this month. So stay tuned for that. But again, today we're going to be talking about boundaries. And this conversation will follow up where we're going to have Azada Atzberger on. And she is a narcissist abuse counselor or coach. And she's a boundary expert. Because the two go hand in hand. And we're going to get into that with her in a couple weeks. But I'm kicking off my vlog with just talking about, you know, setting the tone, ladies, because we really need to be intentional about our boundaries. And so let's talk about why boundaries matter. They're basically limits we set on how we want to be treated by others, how we take care of our own needs. You know, at midlife, like I said before, we're always juggling multiple roles. That could be parent, you know, or spouses, partners, professionals, caregivers, friends. And like I said, we can be pulled in so many different directions. That's why setting healthy boundaries is not just important, it's extremely vital. So It's about protecting our time, our energy, our mental health, and ensuring we're prioritizing ourselves in the process. Now, here's the thing. I told you that sometimes people shy away from setting a firm boundary because they feel like it's negative. They feel like it's selfish, and it's not. It's actually, like I said, it's self-care, ladies, and it's self-respect. Let that sink in for a minute. It's self-respect. It's showing enough respect for yourself, for the amazing woman that you are, that you will set limits on things so that you can, just continue to protect this, to preserve this. That's the word I was looking for, ladies. Preserve yourself. And when we have clear boundaries, we can show up as our best selves for everybody that we care about. And so let's talk about the different types of boundaries. There are emotional boundaries, and these are protecting your feelings and not allowing others to drain or manipulate you emotionally. Child, y'all know there are some emotional vampires out there. People mean well. You know, it could be a friend that every time they call you, it is some kind of crisis. It is something and something negative. You ever have a friend or someone that you talk to on a regular basis, it could be a coworker, that everything that comes out of their mouth is negative? And I know a lot of times we don't realize just what it's doing to your own emotions. It's dragging you down. It's draining, ladies. And so it's okay to push back on that. You know what? I'm sorry you feel that way today. You know, I'm going to pray for you. But, you know, I'm going to give you a positive word, but I'm not going to engage in so much negative talk, so much negative speak. It's not serving me. No, I have to set boundaries on that. So that's emotional boundaries, ladies. And then we have physical boundaries. And this could be anything from your personal space. You know, someone that's all up in your personal space a little bit too much and you're not comfortable with it. It's okay to say, you know what, I need my space. Or how much physical touch or interaction you're comfortable with. You know, again, there are many scenarios. I used to have a boss, y'all. This was years ago. Nice man, but he just didn't understand personal space. At that time, I was an admin, and there would be the mornings where we'd be going over his day, and I would have my computer out, getting his email and calendar up, and y'all, he would be like in my grill. And I just remember freezing up like, what I wish I could have told my 30-something-year-old self was to say, sir, I'll get you that information. Even if I had to get up and walk away for a second or, you know, excuse myself, it's okay to have had him step back a little bit. You know what I mean? So that's okay. And that would have been me teaching him what I require. I do not enjoy someone being that up and close in my personal space uninvited. And that's okay. And then there's time boundaries, ladies. These are especially important for women in midlife because you have to be intentional about where your time goes. I mean, listen, saying no to things that don't serve you or give you joy, we've talked about that on multiple episodes, honey. That is real. So listen, time boundaries are serious. We don't have time to play. And I told you, it is go time. It's time to be intentional about everything you do, you know? And we talked about, we had a whole episode about being intentional in the beginning of the year, you know, resolutions versus intent and being intentional about, you know, how you spend your time. You know, somebody may say, you know, I want you to go with me here, there, and there, and you're not feeling it. It's okay to say no. It's okay to push back and say, you know, I don't want to, or, you know, I don't do that anymore. So I'm sorry. I can't go with you to a club. Not a club girl. Them days are long gone behind me. Don't enjoy it. I'm a married woman. And I just don't want to. Okay? No. You know, so and that those things are okay. It's okay. It's okay to set boundaries on your time. And now, ladies, let's talk about mental boundaries. Protecting your mental energy by not allowing negative self-talk or external stressors to take over your thoughts. Y'all, this one's huge for me. Not so much for me. It's something I'm really trying to instill in others. You know, I have some good friends, you know, my daughter, but she's still in her 20s, you know, and she's still evolving and she's growing so much. It's such a blessing to watch her blossom. She's getting it, y'all, and I love it. She's 28 years old, and, you know, I'm going to have her on when we do our Mother's Day special because I'm going to do a challenge for all of you ladies on what you would tell your younger self. It's very, very powerful. And I'm actually going to have my mother on. So stay tuned for that. But, you know, mental boundaries. And, you know, when you have, and it's first of all, let's be clear, ladies, we're human. So you're going to have those moments of negative thought, like, I can't do that. Or I'm not cut out for this. I'm not sure, you know, I'm capable. You cut that right out. Negative talk, limiting beliefs, they have no space here anymore, ladies. Listen, God kept us here for a reason, y'all. We got things to do. And negative thoughts, negative self-speak, No, the minute you start to feel that way, take a minute, a breath, and affirm yourself. Why not you? Why can't you? If not you, then who? So yeah, go ahead and put those mental boundaries there. Don't allow yourself to go there. And then the last one, y'all, is financial boundaries. That's another one. That's a big one, ladies. Setting limits around how much you give or share financially, whether it's within your own family or community. I am a big giver. And my husband is a big saver. And both are good. You know, I'm thankful that I have a charitable heart. But, you know, sometimes you can give to a fault. And, you know, I've had to set boundaries on that, particularly with my children. You know, there are times where you can be of service and help to others. And there are times that you can also be an enabler. And you can also be overextending yourself. And that's you pushing past your own boundary. So it's absolutely okay, ladies, to set financial boundaries as well. So now let's talk about the actionable part. How are we going to set these boundaries without guilt? Because let's be clear. It's hard, you know? And again, as moms, as daughters, as wives, as friends, as organization members, it's hard to not want to get in there and do all of these things and be everything to everyone. And when you don't, sometimes, you know, you do feel guilty. I find myself, you know, being proud that I implemented a boundary and said, you know, look, I'm not going to be able to do that. And then spending the whole day feeling bad about it. What did I accomplish by that, y'all? What did I accomplish? I set the boundary, but I beat myself up about it. Mm-mm. That's not what it's intended to do. Absolutely not. No. So here's the key. Boundaries are not about being harsh or unkind. They're about honoring yourself and your needs. And we talked about that. It's okay to say no without offering a long explanation or feeling guilty about it. Saying no to something that doesn't align with your values or needs is saying yes to your well-being. Let's repeat that, y'all. Saying no to something that doesn't align with your values or needs is saying yes to your well-being. Okay, that's important. Now, doing so, it starts with being clear about what you need. Don't feel bad for being specific about your time, your energy, your emotions. Remember, when you set a boundary, you're actually teaching others how to treat you and you're helping them understand what is and is not okay. So again, I can tell you I've had to implement boundaries, and I've really been intentional about doing that, I would say, in the last couple of years. And I wouldn't consider myself a people pleaser, but I do, being the oldest sibling, the responsible daughter, being a go-getter, being a mom of three amazing adults that are high achievers and extremely gifted, pushing them and wanting the best for them and making sure they have every opportunity sometimes has been something that had left me depleted. And so it took me some time, some counseling, some self-reflection, and a lot of prayer to learn that those wonderful things will happen, and they don't always need to happen under my, I won't say under my guidance, because guiding is okay, but without me hopping in there so much. So with that, stepping back and putting some boundaries on my time, on my finances, on my emotional well-being, when things that I cannot change, but so much I can do. And so, think about times in your lives where you have had the opportunity that you could have pushed back, or you could have set a boundary and you didn't, and how depleted it left you. Whether that was mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, your time is gone, think about it. And think about how much better off you would have been had you stood your ground. And again, it's not in a negative way, if you were kind enough to yourself to set that boundary. So now, here's a few tips that have helped me, and I hope they help you too. And number one is be clear and direct. You don't have to overexplain yourself. A simple, I'm not able to do it. I can't do it right now. I need to prioritize my time differently. It works, y'all. It works. You don't have to give a whole monologue on why you can't. A simple, I'm just not able to do it right now. Be consistent is number two. The more you honor your boundaries, the more others will respect them. So the more you stick to your guns and are very, very clear and consistent with setting them, it gets easy. It's just like anything. You practice, it becomes perfect. And those around you will understand when you say no, you mean it. When you say you're not able to, that's okay. Number three is a big one, ladies. Don't apologize. No, it's important to realize you don't owe anyone an apology for taking care of yourself. That's huge. If you hear nothing else, hear this, ladies. Don't apologize, okay? And then number four, practice self-compassion. It takes time to get comfortable with boundaries, so be patient with yourself as you learn. God knows, y'all, I've had to be. So, again, ladies, I want you to reflect a little bit. Think about your own life. What boundaries do you need to set right now? Is it in your relationships, your career, with yourself? Think of one thing that you can do today to honor your needs and protect your well-being. It's not easy, y'all, but trust me, it is so worth it. So, that's my call to action, ladies. Think about it. And if you want to share, slide in the comments and let me know something that you're going to right now, right this very moment, think about in your life where you need to set some boundaries and do so. It's going to be worth it. So, y'all, as always, thank you so much for joining me today on Perspectives with Sherry. I hope today's episode has given you some insight into the power of boundaries and how to create space for yourself without guilt. If you've enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe, share with your friends, and like I said, leave a comment. Share with me, what you're going to set some boundaries on. How are you going to honor yourself? So, guys, until next time, ladies, remember, your needs matter, and it's okay to say no, and in order to say yes to yourself. All right? Take care of yourself. Remember, let's continue to go and grow. Until next time, ladies, have a blessed one. Bye.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details. Boy, season's greetings.